These are strange, strange times, my friend. And that calls for a strange radio program like In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Captain, did you ever turn your ship upside down in a vain search for a key that did not exist?
I don't know what lies have been sworn to in this court, but I'd like to set you straight on this matter right here and now. A key definitely did exist.
May it please the court, the witness is understandably agitated by this ordeal, and I request a recess to give him a brief
space. I don't want a recess. I'll answer all questions right here and now.
Did you conduct such a search?
Yes, I did. As usual, my disloyal officers failed me, and the key couldn't be found.
As a matter of actual fact, wasn't this whole fuss over a quart of strawberries?
Pilfering of food in large amounts or small is one of the most serious occurrences on board ship.
Yes, but didn't you learn the mess boys had eaten the strawberries and that you were conducting a search for an imaginary key?
I repeat, the key was not imaginary. And I don't know anything about mess boys eating strawberries.
Captain, have you no recollection of a conversation with an Ensign Harding just prior to his leaving the Kane?
What about it?
Well, didn't Ensign Harding tell you that the mess boys ate the strawberries?
All that I remember is that he was very grateful for his transfer. His wife was ill in the States.
Captain, do you know where Ensign Harding is now?
Well, I have no way of knowing.
Ensign Harding is in San Diego. His wife is fully recovered. He has already been summoned and can be flown up here in 3 hours, if necessary. Would it serve any useful purpose to have him testify?
No. I don't see any need of that. Now that I recall, he might have said something about mess boys, and then again, he might not. I questioned so many men, and Harding was not the most reliable officer.
I'm afraid the defense has no other recourse than to produce Ensign Harding.
Now, there's no need for that. I know exactly what he'll tell you, lies. He was no different from any other officer in the wardroom. They were all disloyal. I tried to run the ship properly with a book, but they fought me at every turn. The crew wanted to walk around with their shirt tails hanging out. That's all right. Let them. Take the tow line. Defective equipment. No more, no less. But they encouraged the crew to go around scoffing at me and spreading wild rumors about steaming in circles and then old Yellowstain. I was to blame for Lieutenant Merrick's incompetence and poor seamanship. Lieutenant Merrick was the perfect officer, but not Captain Queeg. Ah, but the strawberries. That's where I had them. They laughed at me and made jokes. But I proved beyond the shadow of a doubt and with geometric logic that a duplicate key to the wardrobe icebox did exist, and I'd have produced that key if they hadn't pulled the cane out of action. I know now they were only trying to protect some fellow officer. And... naturally, I can only cover these things from memory. If I've left anything out, why, just ask me specific questions and I'll be glad to answer them one by one.
Thank you. said the old boys placing bets on their favorite pets. We are getting out alive, 'cause I feel like a newborn with a thorn in my side and eyes open wide. I don't wanna be, but I do. I don't wanna be, but I do. I don't wanna. Cry.
Thank you.
man, oh man, oh man, oh man. What a week, huh? What a week. What a world. What a year. I'm not going to say I told you so, which is, of course, what people always say right before they say I told you so. But you had to all go and say, oh, 2020, thank God that's over. Like you put all of human events into a trash bag and threw them away because some arbitrary day on the calendar changed. Well, this is your fault. Anyway, rather than telling you I told you so, I will tell you what you just heard. Most recently, an act called Solange Lafrange from all the way over in Geneva, Switzerland, with their track Reykjavik. It's the Airstream remix of the 8 versions of Reykjavik that are on the Reykjavik EP from all the way back there in 2007. That's on the Poor Records label in Geneva. Before that, we heard from Spacemen 3 for the second week in a row. And I know I never play anything. I never play anyone 2 weeks in a row, but this week I did. I am willing to break the rules in 2021. That's what I'm going to be doing. Watch out. I'm in control of the airwaves here in 2021. Anything can happen. But that track was That's Just Fine from back in 1990. That was one of many Spacemen 3 tracks that were fed to me over the years by my friend Bill Landisman, who was out in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and used to send me tapes of various things I hadn't heard and should have. And That's Just Fine was always a standout track there. Prior to that, we heard from Home Despot with another track from 2020 called Ultraviolence. I think last month I played Home Despot in anticipation, or yeah, I was actually one of the rare times I actually got to plug a live upcoming event, which was the Once Virtual Venue streaming, the last streaming performance of the Once Virtual Venue, which is where they were recording things in the ballroom at Once on the stage, using it as a place to record live performances. And that was it, because Once, as we know, is no more. And once again, just a great, tremendous salute of appreciation to Once. JJ Gonson and her crew basically built a venue from the ground up with the things that a person that is part of the music scene would want, the kind of community, the kind of character, the kind of diversity. And Once was an amazing place. It was done so well. Hats off to all the Once folks, and I know they will rise again. I know they will appear again someday, and I can't wait, because that's what we need. We need more people like that. We need more places like that. We opened up this set, speaking of our crazy times, with a clip from The Kane Mutiny, the movie from back in 1954, based on Herman Wouk's famous novel of the same name. And what you heard there was Humphrey Bogart's famous performance as Captain Queeg on the witness stand, being cross-examined by Jose Ferrer and coming apart at the seams. You can hear the clickety-clack of the metal, the metal balls he rolls around eerily in his hand to steady his nerves as he's becoming more and more unraveled. And his inner circle, of course, has abandoned him. But they, of course, are not left alone as innocent in any of it. And somehow, that scene keeps coming to mind. I can't imagine why. That's the extent that I'm allowed to talk about politics on the air here. Current events. Let's just call it current events. What did you learn about this week in the newspaper? As they used to say in grammar school. I played that track over a song by Medusa Cyclone called Atomic Hand from the self-titled album back in 1995 from those guys in Detroit. And I thought that was a fittingly creepy, eerie way to start this strange show in this strange week. So we got a lot more to go of the show, not of the week. So stay tuned.
Stop all the clocks. Cut off the telephone. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin. Let the mourners come.
I can't. but the eye of devotions. We are blessed to perceive of the light of God shining all around us, bestowing knowledge, clarity, solace, and tranquility. May God grant us unity through enlightenment, so that we may dwell in God's divine light. Peace.
Jack, there's a girl in this boxcar.
Why not?
Doggone female, riding a freight train.
Yes, I am female. A dangerous female. So watch out.
Feel angry? Are you paralyzed by your anger? Do you feel yourself with butterflies in your stomach a lot? Do you get headaches? Are you really frustrated? Do you ever get to the point where you're going to blow up and you're afraid that if you blow up, you're going to blow away all your friends and all your coworkers? Chances are, all of this behavior is a symptom of the fact that you're not expressing your anger. We can assertively express our anger if we handle our anger assertively. We complain and complain and complain. I'm angry. So what do? I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. Really sorry? Did I really do something bad? Why am I apologizing? I don't think I'm always wrong. Do you? Do people push your buttons? Are they telling you that you're too fat, too aggressive, not nice enough, or just hard to get along with? Are they telling you that people who grew up in Connecticut are stupid? Do they tell you that you're weak? Are you simply the person who gets the sand kicked in their face? Negative, negative, negative. Now you're angry, and now you have something to say. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want a raise. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie. I want rage. I want to go home. I want sex. I want a cookie.
Same OG, but I've been low key. Hated on by most these with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you trees? Who you think brought you the ODs? Easy E's, Ice Cubes and DOCs, the Snoop D-O-double G's, and the group that said the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you that said that I turn pop or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So y'all, all of y'all, if y'all don't like me, y'all are gonna keep around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. And act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. And act like they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way?
Yep.
Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye. You look them off in the parking lot, but it's dark or not. I don't give a f- if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as f- right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs, trying to walk it off. You two, call the cops. I'm a you and them loud barking dogs. And when the cops came through me, and Dre stood next to a burnt down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the chronic two. Starting the day and tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to you to for the Charleston too. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies, sorry doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. Act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. Act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got this little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of. I told them all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I with when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. That like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. That like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish. But I'm back like they forgot about Dre.
They're talking about you and me. Dr. Dre and Eminem, they're talking about you and me. Because while we watched the craziness unfold on Wednesday, as we watched the Capitol building invaded while Congress was in session, the most surreal moment I think I've encountered live in, I don't know, many, many years. Dr. Dre was being rushed to the hospital in an ambulance with a brain aneurysm. He's gonna be okay. He's okay. He's fine. He's gonna go home. Thank God. But you and I, we forgot about Dre. We literally forgot about Dre. Except somebody robbed his house while he was in the hospital. And I immediately, of course, knowing that song and just having these like visual images through the storytelling in that song, I just imagine them going to the wall full of plaques, taking them down, like the plaques like trophies up there. And I hope that, I don't know, maybe we'll get a song out of it someday. Anyway, that of course was Forgot About Dre, the 1999 track with Dr. Dre featuring Eminem. A song which always sticks in my head as, you know, first of all, I didn't think, I was like, how can I can't play this song. This is one of the most profane, FCC uncompliant songs I can imagine. And then I remembered, well, you know, it was on the radio. And of course, there was this Swiss cheese version with just all these blanks. It just, blanked out. They just muted out all kinds of words in there. And listeners at home will have to use your imaginations to piece together some of those. I suggest just picking random words and inserting them in there in your imagination, especially the younger listeners at home. Prior to that, we heard from Evolution Control Committee. Always a lot of fun with their track from all the way back there in 2003 called I Want a Cookie. And that was from their Plagiarhythm Nation Volume 2.0 album. We opened up that quick three-song set with an act called Habit from Guelph, Ontario. Guelph, one of my favorite words to say. G-U-E-L-P-H. Somewhere there on the western end of Lake Ontario, somewhere I don't have a map in front of me, and my mental map of southern Ontario, not great. But I can tell you that the southernmost point in Ontario, Leamington, most sunlight in Canada, and the tomato capital of Canada. Where else do you find this out? But in you all along here on WMFO. Anyway, that was a track called Warplane from the Last Testament album. And that's a brand new one from just a few weeks ago. Interestingly, in the notes here, in order of appearance, this record contains excerpts from W.H. Auden, Sylvia Plath, Eternity's Pillar with Alice Coltrane, W.P. Yeats, and Patsy Cline. What a diverse range of influences and contributions. Okay, speaking of diverse and interesting, we got a little bit more for you coming up here, so stay tuned. A little more In You All Along to get you through into your weekend.
Listen, people, listen. America. Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We made it. We made it through the hour. Put that on your list of accomplishments for 2021. I'm keeping a list of the good things that happened this year. Are you? I'm not keeping any kind of list. I'm just talking. I'm just saying things. Don't listen to me. Except when I tell you that we just heard from Talisha Holmes with her song America from a compilation called Music for the Movement, Volume 1 by a collective called Say It Loud Columbus from Columbus, Ohio. It's a collective of artists who perform protest music throughout Central Ohio. It was released just last month, December of 2020. Another new track here on In You All. Prior to that, we heard from Lady Lamb, otherwise known as Allie Spelter, from somewhere between Brooklyn and Maine, with her cover of Bob Dylan's All I Really Wanted To. Terrific one from back in 2011. And we opened up with a brand new 2021 track from Sefton Lomax here in the Boston area. That was a track called Mog Rock from the January 5th EP, released on, you guessed it, January 5th, just this past Tuesday. New music from this week, new music from all over, near and far, new and old, up and down, left and right. That's what we do here on In You All Along. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, before I forget, I should tell you that my bed music this week was No Agreement Part 2 by Vera Kuti from some year that I can't tell because it's on some compilation. But anyway, can't wait to have you back again for another hour of this. On another Friday to come. Stay tuned for more Canned Radio here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.